Finally, in the last chapter, number 7 of the story, we learn the real identity of the Forever Man. And it is an extraordinary truth, one we will never forget. Another Christmas came and went. The services at John Wesley Methodist Church had been wonderful, and the new year held great promise. Winter passed and spring arrived. Months slipped away, and Ezra Johnson had settled into a routine again. He was more open and gregarious with staff members and residents. He'd even joined the choir at church, at the urging of Simon. As it turned out, he had a fine tenor voice, and he was a welcomed addition to the group. As early summer came, the folks at Madison Acres were preparing for a craft festival. Simon had been organizing the event with the help of a newly appointed social director, Rachel Jennings, a recent college graduate, very eager to make her mark on her first paid position. Ezra arrived at work on a Thursday morning. He was in his office only a few moments when Ann Compton, one of the housekeeping employees, came rushing into his room, exclaiming breathlessly, "He's gone, Mr. Johnson, he's gone!" He jumped up from behind his desk, retorting, "Who's gone? Did someone die?" "No, he's gone. His room is empty." "For heaven's sake, Anne, who's gone?" "Simon. Simon's gone." She appeared to be close to tears. "Simon? I don't believe that. Why would he leave here? He's the one who holds the place together. How could he leave without saying goodbye?" Ezra demanded. Anne said, "All of his things are gone. His bed is made. His closet's empty. This is all that's left." She handed Ezra a business-sized envelope. He looked at it. His name was written in Simon's flowing script on the envelope. Ezra sat down heavily in his chair. He looked at Anne. "Don't say anything to anyone until I have time to read this. But I already told several people." "That's not good. Don't tell anyone else. They'll all know soon enough. Now give me a few minutes to read this, and when I find you, we'll decide what we need to do, okay?" He could see the tears on Anne's face. "Now don't start crying." "But he's gone. Simon's gone. I don't know." Ezra put the envelope on his desk, came around, and put his hands gently on Anne's shoulders. "Anne, I need you to be strong and not start blubbering. You'll have me crying if you keep it up. And that would be unseemly for the director to start bawling, wouldn't it?" The director had never spoken so gently to Anne before, and he had never touched her to comfort her. Her eyes grew big. "Yes, Mr. Johnson, I'll do my best not to cry. It's Ezra." "What's Ezra?"
"My name, Anne."
"It's Ezra. You can call me Ezra. I knew this day might come, but let me figure out what to do about it. That's why I'm here, to figure things out. Go to the cafeteria, sit down, have a cup of coffee or tea, and remain silent. I will come and find you, and then you and I can decide how to tell the people here that he's left, all right? Can you do that for me?"
"Yes, Ezra."
"Good. Now, please, let me alone for a few minutes. I need to see what he wrote." "Thank you, Anne. We can handle this together." Anne left his office. Ezra closed his door and sat down behind his desk. He sat for a long moment. He was almost afraid to open the letter. He was frightened of what it would say. Then he realized that this letter was from Simon. There was nothing to be afraid of. He opened the letter and began to read. "My dear Ezra, I paid for 2 years. They are gone, and now I am called elsewhere. I did not come here for the others, but I did come here for you. There's great goodness and ability in you, my friend. It was my job to help you find that goodness. Many will wonder what happened to me. I have a stack of letters for them in my nightstand. Please distribute them for me.
I don't like painful goodbyes any more than others. You are ready to do great good for the Master, because that is the one you will do goodness for. I take no credit for serving him. He's due all glory because glory comes from him. Finally, you've wondered about me for these 2 years. It's time you knew my truth. As to my whole name, read Matthew 27:32. As to how long I've been on this journey, read Luke 9:27. His peace is with you, and my love remains. Your true friend, Simon. P.S. We will see each other again. This is a promise that will be kept. There was a Bible on the credenza behind Ezra's desk. He reached for it and opened it. He looked up the 2 verses that Simon listed. When he'd read them, he sat for a long, long time in silence. What he had read was overwhelming. He had been healed of his guilt. He had been touched by the Eternal. Ezra stood up. It was time to find Anne. They would break the news to everyone. He had much to do. Things were going to change for the better at Madison Acres. He would see to it.